You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, a few months ago, we went to visit Thomas Pocklington Trust in their office in Queen Square in London for the intern day they put on for their new group of interns. And we caught up with some of the interns just as they were about to start their internships. And we thought a few months on, we'll catch up to see how their internships went. So today we are joined by Matthew. Before we kind of get onto your internship, for those who might be new and who've not heard our previous interview, what is your internship? Where are you based?
I'm based at Sight Concern Bedfordshire, which is a sight loss charity based out of two main hubs, really, in Bedford and Luton. And we essentially just cater for the needs of folks who have sight loss in that area, central beds as well. We generally get referrals from hospital and GP and clinics of various descriptions. So it's all aspects of sight loss, everything from benefit forms to going out and visiting people and coffee mornings, and just everything we can lay our hands to, really. We help out in that world. Yeah.
So when we spoke last, you were only just starting, getting ready to get on with all the work. How have the last few months been?
It's been brilliant. It's been busy. It's been quite overwhelming at times. It's been a massive learning curve. I'm not a big fan of that expression, but it does serve to describe it quite well. Everything from learning how to use the computer systems to going out and about with people. There are bits of the job that feel familiar, like going and helping people fill in benefit forms to me from my previous life. And bits that are very unfamiliar, like office work and being around the office environment, all aspects of that, really. So I just get involved with everything that they do. So it's events and all sorts of stuff. So that and travel as well has been a big one for me, because I previously was a bit nervous about traveling, and now I go on trains and buses with abandon, and I really enjoy it. Yeah, it's been an eye opener so far.
When it comes to, when I did my own internship, I found learning a lot of things that I didn't expect to even learn, or I didn't think I needed to learn. So, has there been something that you gained from this internship so far that, you didn't expect maybe to get?
Again, I suppose the kind of technological aspect of it. I mean, I kind of expected it, but I didn't expect that there would be this much accessibility for it, and I don't know why. I just kind of I always maybe assume the worst, but because it's so good, and the TPT are so good at kind of providing that, and the charity itself, I've learned an awful lot. There's so much stuff out there for people to kind of to use technologically, everything from magnifiers to computer software and all that sort of stuff. So that's surprised me a little bit with all that kind of stuff, and the fact that I've been able to really get to grips with it quite well in the last sort of 3 months has been amazing, really. But and just the travel thing as well, I keep going back to that, but it's been a big thing for me, and I'm surprised at how quickly I've been able to come to terms and come to peace with being out and about with the white cane and on the buses and the trains and whatnot, and how amazing the public are. Sometimes they get a bit of a bad rap, don't they, the public, but they are, my experience, wonderful.
Now, with the internships, you are also offered extra, employment support and also extra training, as you've mentioned. Has there been any particular bit of training or support that you've been offered that stood out to you?
Well, generally the stuff that we do at host organization Sight Concern, I've kind of expected that they're bits and pieces because they're so good at it, but the TPT stuff, because I wasn't 100% sure what that would look like in that 3 months. One chap that they'd booked in for a session, his name was Nick Elston, and he was a kind of motivational speaker. He's been in some dark places himself and come out the other end, and his session was wonderful, to be honest. And that was talking about, it was Finding Your Voice was the session, what it was called. And it was all to do with how you project confidence, and it's kind of a public speaking type of thing, really. And it was brilliant. He was just so good explaining everything, and how he goes around the world and does all this stuff, you know, for people. So that was a real standout for me. I'd never had a session like that with somebody like that.
Now, various kind of job roles come with their own challenges. So, at least so far up to this point, what has been your biggest challenge as part of this internship, and how did you go about tackling it?
Essentially, I think the biggest challenge for me was always going to be the technological side of it, because I am a technological dinosaur. In my previous life, if anything more complicated than a toaster would sort of throw me off a little bit, the fact that they've provided the laptop that I'm using right now to have this interview on, and the fact that I can use Microsoft Teams to conduct this interview is quite something for me, to be honest with you, because it's in the past I wouldn't have known how to do that. The stuff out there to help blind and partially sighted people use technology. I use Zoom Text, the magnification software, speech software stuff. That was the bit that I was expecting to be the most difficult, but I am surprised by how much I've been able to kind of throw myself into it and make it work for me, to be honest. So that's my biggest kind of curve of the learning, if you like.
Let's do a bit of a look ahead now then. So, you've got a few months left of this internship, but how has it shaped kind of what you want to do next?
I'm still not 100% sure on that. I know that I am much more comfortable going forward putting in applications for office-based things, but I just know that I have many, many more skills, strings to my bow than I did before. The confidence to go out and about, you're sort of forced into that, because obviously, I've got to get there. I've got to get to work. I've got to get to these other places and these other offices. So I like the fact that my hand was sort of forced to do that sort of stuff. And I think it's comfort zones and all that. I think it's when you step out of those, it's the only time you can grow as a person. So I still don't know. I don't have a big forward, a grand plan, I'm afraid. Some people may do, but I just don't. I wish I could think of a better and more specific answer, but I guess we will see as time comes and its future unfolds in front of me.
Well, either way, it sounds like you're truly making the most out of your internship. Now, thinking of people that, maybe considering applying for a similar internship when they become available, what would you say to them?
I would say go for it. Even if you think that you possibly, are not suitable or can't do it or afraid of it and stuff, I think that you should definitely go for it, because there's just so much opportunity out there for your blind and partially sighted people in the workplace now, much more, I would imagine, than there used to be. There's the support out there. There's so many different organisations that you can tap into. The internship will expose you to that world a lot more than you have been. So if you're fearful of taking that step, just don't be, because there's just so much out there. There's so much that this internship will give you that you don't quite realize yet, and everyone's in the same boat and everyone wants you to succeed, and it's a lovely feeling role, to be honest. TPT are really good at what they do. The guys that are there are superb at welcoming and helping you along. So that's my takeaway from it, is there has been nothing to fear from it.
Fantastic, Matthew. Well, we wish you the best of luck with the remainder of your internship. Sounds like you're really taking things in your stride, which is fantastic. So, best of luck.
Thank you.
And, whatever it is you may be doing next as well. Thank you very much, Matthew, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you ever so much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.